Jefferson Braddock pulled a gold-plated pen from his pocket, signed the check in front of him, and slid it across the table. He then closed a metal briefcase filled with cash and did the same.
"I'm glad we were able to come to terms on this, Governor Perez. And please be sure to pass on my regards to our mutual friends."
Geraldo Perez was a short, thin-faced man of 58 and had served as governor for the district of Vaupés for the past 20 years. He smiled broadly, reached for the check, and slipped it into his pocket. He slid a thick folder of papers towards Braddock, then picked up the briefcase.
"I do am pleased, Señor Braddock. Being granted a 10-year unconditional use permit on government land is almost unheard of in my country, and well worth the $3 million you have paid. I am sure my government will be delighted with such a profitable conclusion to our business dealings."
"Profitable for you anyway," Jefferson thought as he watched the man get to his feet. He stood, smiled, and offered his hand.
"We hope to begin the second phase of our new facility within the month. Again, I want to thank you and your government for guiding me through the permit process so rapidly, and I look forward to dealing with you again."
Governor Perez studied the American a moment longer.
"I am no scientist, Señor Braddock, but remarkable stories come out of this region every day. While many of my countrymen still believe much of our history remains hidden deep within the jungle, many more wish to support the scientific and medical communities. Perhaps this will be the beginning of a satisfying business relationship between our two countries. And maybe even a boon to humanity if you chance upon a cure for cancer."
The governor shifted the briefcase to his left hand and shook Jefferson's. He bowed slightly to the man who had been sitting off to his left and walked out the door.
"I still say you paid too much for that piece of jungle, J.B.
The man speaking was Jordan Chambers, one of Braddock International's top executives and Jefferson's right-hand man.
"In another year or two, they'll be back at the table, screaming to renegotiate this contract and threatening to shut down your operations. By then, the $3 million you just paid will seem like chicken feed."
"Actually, it was $4 million, and that's quite a reasonable price considering what I expect the yield to be."
Jordan shrugged and started to gather up the papers Perez had left on the desk.
"If you say so, but I don't know why you even want that particular piece of real estate. We've got teams all over Colombia scouting locations that seem infinitely more promising than this one. What makes this specific piece of land so important that you're willing to pay $4 million for it?"
Jefferson walked to the closet and brought out a battered leather briefcase. He set it on the desk, but before opening it, he asked Jordan to pour them a couple of brandies, and when he brought them to the table, Jefferson pointed to a chair.
"I think you might want to sit down for this, Jordan."
Jordan hesitated for a moment, then eased into the leather chair. He hated surprises, especially from Jefferson. They usually meant trouble for him and were always expensive. Jefferson opened the case and pulled out a small figurine about 3 inches tall, intricately carved out of what appeared to be gold. He placed the statue in front of Jordan, then sat back waiting for his reaction. Jordan stared at the statue for several minutes, then slowly reached out to touch the figure.
Is this what I think it is?"
he stammered. Jefferson laughed and reached for his drink.
"If you're thinking solid gold, you're absolutely correct. And as pure as anything you'll ever see in your lifetime."
Jordan composed himself and carefully picked it up, surprised at how heavy the small statue was.
"This must have cost you a fortune, J.B.
$4 million, to be exact."
What are you talking about?"
Jordan was turning the statue around in his hands, examining every side of it, and marveling at the skill that had been required to form such an amazing piece of artwork.
It was found last week by the team we sent to Karuru to survey for the new research center. They found it and much more when they discovered the ruins of an ancient city on the piece of land I just leased from Perez and his government. I've had crews working out there for almost 2 months now, and from the items they've been sending back, it looks like I've leased myself a gold mine. One that could produce more treasure than what they found in all the tombs of Egypt, collectively. Jordan let out a low whistle. And Perez has no idea. How could someone in his position not know? These people probably knew about your treasure site long before you even sent men out there. Wave enough money in front of a servant of the people, and he suddenly becomes deaf and blind. From the reports I've read, whoever put the treasure in what appears to be a temple of some kind was trying to hide it. It was buried inside a cavern that had been dug under the city. Men like Señor Perez may have their suspicions, but holding $1 million in cash in your hand every 2 or 3 years will go a long way to erasing them. A simple turn of the head is always more appealing than spending years in the hot, steamy jungle doing backbreaking work.
Nodding his head, Jordan said,
I can understand his reluctance to blow the whistle. Smuggling national treasures out of the country can be very hazardous to one's health, especially for a government official. Receiving a check to look the other way is definitely a much safer route. But regardless of how much money this is costing you, the Colombian government isn't going to let you leave their country with a suitcase full of golden statues. They take stealing national treasures very seriously down here. How do you plan on getting them out?
Jefferson raised his glass to his lips and allowed the amber liquid to slide down his throat before speaking again. I didn't say it would be easy, but look at this, Jordan. He took the statue and held it up to the light.
Possessing this is worth any risk I have to take.
He studied the statue a moment longer, then gently set it back into the case.
What about the other matter I asked you about?
I've already assigned men to monitor the situation. If your suspicions are correct, they've been ordered to deal with it quickly and efficiently.
Excellent. I won't risk the Colombians uncovering the truth about this because of a few employees with sticky fingers and another who suddenly develops a conscience.
Jordan went back to picking up the papers and slipped them into his briefcase. He was about to leave when Jefferson spoke again.
I want those men terminated, Jordan. Effective immediately.